We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A young boy makes a surprise discovery in the River Wensum. The hunt is on to find a new home for Gerald's artifacts. And there are celebrations as the Norfolk Showground's £3 million farm shop hits its funding targets. An ordinary family day out took a shocking turn when a 13-year-old boy discovered a suspected bomb in the River Wensum. The teenager was magnet fishing with his grandparents near Bishop Bridge when he made the discovery. It resulted in specialists in army uniforms being called in and main city roads closed, just as fans were travelling to Curragh Road for the Burnley game. The Long family, who live near Beccles, head to the city most weekends and use magnets to delve into the waterways in the hope of finding metal items. Mrs. Long, the teen's grandmother, said, "We had initially planned to go magnet fishing in Trouse, but at the last minute decided to fish in the city centre instead. We had been fishing for about 2.5 hours when my grandson came up beside me and said, 'Nanny, I think we need to stop magnet fishing as I found something.'" Mr. and Mrs. Long contacted Sonic from Adventures with Sonic and Friends, who has been a magnet fisher for more than 12 years, for his opinion because he found bombs while fishing in the past. Mrs. Long said, "He talked us through what we needed to do, packed up, and then rang 999. Norfolk police blocked several roads around Kett's Hill, Gas Hill, and Riverside Road. The device was removed by specialists. A Norfolk constabulary spokeswoman has since revealed the device was an anti-aircraft artillery round, a weapon used by militaries to defend against aerial attacks."
More than 1,000 solar panels are to be built next to the city's airport, despite concerns of glare distracting pilots. The 1,098 panels will sit atop the Fluke Calibration Building in Hurricane Way, approximately 200 metres away from Norwich Airport and its runway. However, Norwich Airport has warned strict measures are to be put in place to avoid endangering the safe operation of aircraft and a potential catastrophic incident happening. Approval was granted by Norwich City Council with these conditions, as well as the company notifying the airport when the crane will be erected to install the panels, how long it will be up for, and how tall it will be.
The keepers of a collection of locally significant artefacts are still hunting for a new home in the city as they work to infuse new blood into the organisation. Norwich Printing Museum is appointing up to 6 new members to its board of trustees to help take care of its huge archive of 19th century machinery and equipment. Much of the collection, which is currently in residence in Blickling Hall, is from the early days of Gerald & Son Limited and includes typesets, blocks, chocks, bindery, tools and books. Jill Rainouf, secretary of the trust, said, "We are looking for new trustees to help us face the challenges of the museum's future. Whether you are an experienced museum volunteer or a trustee, someone with an interest in conserving threatened traditional crafts, an enthusiast for the history and practice of printing, or for the city of Norwich, you will be very welcome to apply to join us. The trustees will work towards finding the museum a permanent home in the region's capital before it leaves Blickling next October."
A man and a teenage boy have been arrested after fake notes were used across Norwich. The arrests come after 3 incidents in the city in which counterfeit currency was used, including at a food outlet in Delft Way. It led to local police launching a city-wide warning to other shops that may fall victim to the scam, with retailers being told to stay vigilant. Police located a vehicle at a hotel on Ipswich Road where they arrested a man in his 20s and a teenage boy on suspicion of counterfeit currency. Following a search of the vehicle, officers recovered a number of £50 and £20 fake Scottish notes. The man in his 20s was also arrested on suspicion of two failed-to-appear warrants, with both taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning. They were then released on bail to appear back at the police station.
A major £3 million farm shop and restaurant being built at the Norfolk Showground has been celebrated with a topping-out ceremony after finally reaching its funding target. The Norfolk Food Hall will showcase the county's agri-food sector, creating 21 new jobs and a valuable shop window for food and drink producers. This month, the Norfolk Business Board recommended the approval of £240,000 grant from Norfolk County Council towards the construction, completing the capital fundraising for the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA's, flagship project. It's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now, and to hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.